till every bit of that buttermilk was worked out of it. It's nothing but pure golden butter. If you had good Jersey cows, it was mighty good doing. It's fresh butter and hot biscuit and sausage and that's country syrup.
What if a woman is sweeping the floor, you say she's doing what? She's dusting?
No, they call it sweeping the floor. Mm-hmm. And dusting the furniture.
Just cleaning up or something?
That's right, cleaning up.
Anybody ever use anything besides cleaning up there, maybe?
No, I don't think so. It's just general house cleaning.
And you usually sweat with what?
The old straw broom. Back in the old days, they used nothing but the broom straw. You go out and wring the straw and take strings, and you take a fork and take the husk off of the large part of the straw and leave the blossom part of the straw to make the broom. And you tie it up with that string, good and tight and hard, all the way down to the, where all those straws were even. You could bump them on the floor till the bottom of it would get perfectly even. And when it was tied up, tight enough, then that was the stock. And the blossom part of the straw was the broom. And
where'd they used to keep that?
They kept it standing up in a corner of bedroom, or they'd usually have one in every fire room. If there were two fireplaces in the house, they'd have one in each fire room on account of if a fire coal popped out on the floor, they grabbed the broom, you see, and swept it into the fire, swept it up on the hearth.
Mm-hmm. And maybe ever open the door and have it in the corner there?
That's right. Most of the time it'd be behind the door, because in old homes, there wasn't any such thing as closets, other than the pantry where you kept your canned vegetables and fruits. That was called a pantry in the storeroom.
Did you know, women, they usually have something they do on Monday. What do they usually do on Monday?
Well, on Mondays, it was just daily routine, cooking, two meals a day. In other words, they cook breakfast and then they prepare enough for dinner. For supper. And in the wintertime, in the old days, those wood stoves would stay hot enough in most cases that the vegetables wouldn't be too cold to eat for supper. But if they did, all they had to do was pour in a few chips from the wood pile and a half a dozen corn cobs and warm up the peas or turnips or collards or whatever we had, and also warm up the cornbread that was in the oven and the baked potatoes for supper.
A woman usually, nowadays sometimes on Monday she'll do what? She'll take the clothes and do what?
On Fridays, most always was wash day with the majority of the women, if it wasn't raining.
Of course, they didn't have permanent press, so as well as washing, they had to do what then?
Well, they had certain days that they would do their house cleaning, their scrubbing, you know. The kitchen had to be scrubbed every week. Mm-hmm. Because
she had
the laundry to do at the old wash place. We'd build a wash bench that would consist of three tubs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the clothes were boiled separately. Anything that would fade naturally had to be boiled to itself. Mm-hmm. All the fast colors would be put together, and anything that would fade would be, in other words, if you had a family and you had four or five that wore overalls or dungarees, it would fade when, old days they were bad to fade, before they got dyes that would stand up, but they will still fade. You buy a new pair of dungarees or overalls and get out and get wet and wear them a little while and your legs would be as blue as your britches just about it with that dye.
Before permanent press, they'd have to do something.